Welcome to the Rainmaker Podcast, where we elevate marketing leaders inside and out. I'm your host, Veronica Romney, master marketer, executive leader, and mentor to ambitious marketing leaders wanting to advance their careers. Each episode is filled with genuine, unscripted conversations with some of the world's top marketing experts, accomplished leaders, and industry trailblazers representing brands, both large and small. Our goal with this podcast and everything we do is to help you master your role, nurture your team, prioritize your well-being, and evolve into an industry-leading rainmaker. This is the Rainmaker Podcast. Hey, Rainmaker family, it's Veronica, and I have had a request from you guys for quite some time to just do a solo episode to show up and help you stand out without having to do an interview. And so I'll be honest with you, this is intimidating for me for a number of reasons. One, I find myself and identify to be a speaker. And so when you identify as a speaker, you draw energy from another human being or a group of people or a stadium of people. And so doing a solo episode is actually really hard for me because all I'm doing is talking into a microphone in my office and I can't see you, I can't feel you, and I can't see your head nods and I can't see your note taking. And so I'm just going to have to rely on the comments on the podcast and you tagging me on your social to let me know that you love this episode. But despite my own issues and barriers, I have to get over myself if I want to serve you in the best way that I can. And so today and next week's episode will be kind of a special two-part series on helping marketers market themselves. It's funny, marketers are the worst when it comes to marketing for ourselves. We're so good and so gifted at selling other people's stuff. But when it comes to selling ourselves for either other job opportunities or internal promotion, we just clam up and it's wild. And I get it. I've been a marketer 15 years and I still have to work with other marketers to help me get out of my own way because I can't read my label through the jar. So today's episode is actually going to be inspired by a conversation that I had with one of my private marketing clients. Remember, I run programs where I mentor and coach aspiring marketers who desire to become elite, industry-leading, multi-six-figure rainmakers. A rainmaker is a title of mastery more than it is like a title you would put on a job description. And that's what I help people do. I help people master themselves, their teams, their role, and quite frankly, their influence in the marketplace. And I had a private session with a beautiful aspiring rainmaker, one of my programs, who was really struggling to stand out. Because at some point when you're on your own, you're a marketing entrepreneur, you can't just call yourself a fractional CMO like everybody else, or a marketing consultant or a marketing strategist. These are very generic terms in the industry that a lot of people will call themselves or identify as on LinkedIn. And it's hard because you want to stand out. You don't want to swim in a red ocean. You want to be in a category of one. So how do we do that? Shall we get into it? Okay. Personal branding for yourself is damn near impossible. You're not bad at branding and marketing yourself. You just can't objectively see yourself for all that you are the way someone on the outside can. The truth is that you're way more awesome, more skilled, and more unique than you can ever see for yourself. I was recently doing a one-on-one session with Rainmakers who is struggling, just like we all have with branding herself. And one of the biggest ways that this showed up in her branding, her marketing, and definitely will show up on your own, was actually on her website. So we're going to talk about the practicality of the website. Now, her website was clean, it was professional, it was clear. Like it actually, optically speaking, was a beautifully done website. I mean, this rainmaker in particular had a copywriting background. That wasn't the problem. But what the website didn't have is it didn't have any traces of this client's uniqueness anywhere. It really could have spoke to anyone rendering any type of service. There was nothing that made her a compelling option compared to the other hundreds of marketers who do what she does. I could have assigned that website to anyone in her niche and it would have worked. And I don't think I need to tell you this, that is definitely not the goal when it comes to your website, right? If you're struggling with your own personal branding, really figuring out how to make all the incredible things about you shine through in your marketing, we first need to start with a really honest assessment of your digital assets, which would include your website. So right now, if you go to your website, if you have one, I want you to actually make a list of all the things on your homepage that make it specifically about you and literally no one else. If I can copy and paste your website and give it to any other marketer in my program, we have a problem. We have a serious problem, right? And because we've already established how hard it is to assess yourself, also ask a friend, a colleague. This is why group programs, they have their pros and they have their cons. Probably single-handedly, one of the most biggest benefits of being in a community type of experience or container is that you can call upon people who are on the same journey with you, who are also trying to achieve their own aspirations. And so you can swap, you can trade, you can be like, I'll look at your website if you look at mine, I'll scratch your back if you scratch your, you know, mine. And have these trusted sources of human beings, whether they're your peers, your colleagues, your mentors, your coaches, highlight all the places they see your unique perspective, your personality, your skills, and your approach reflected. Once you've got a list to look at, you can quickly see whether you are coming through or if your website is generic and pretty and that it can apply to anybody else. So sometimes when we think we're standing out, we're actually not. And that's kind of heartbreaking because it's how many hours did you already clock in at this point? So during my session with this beautiful rainmaker, we got really serious about what sets her apart and how she's choosing to represent herself. She had a really strong background in a successful copywriting business. She was like a previous kind of copywriting service provider. But now she was trying to shift into a more desirable, higher paid kind of strategic marketing position as a consultant, a strategist. And as a result, I think she thought that she would basically kind of scrub out all of the mentions of copywriting from her website. She had this like incredible background being a service provider, writing incredible copy for some big, big brands. But she felt like if she had led with that, then people would still mistake her for being a service provider and not what she really wanted to be looked at and seen as, which is more of a strategic counsel, right? And so she started to remove a lot of that agency speak or that service provider speak from the website. And when I asked her where it had all gone, she shared that she had a real fear of being pigeonholed just as a copywriter again and again. And she really wanted to be known for strategic advisement because when you're known as a strategist, a consultant, you're going to get paid more money, let's be honest, right? So she, in her effort to like almost, you know, retire her old identity, let's put it that way, retire her old identity, she kind of like cut it off cold turkey so she could lean 100% into a new focus, which by the way, a lot of people will counsel you to do that. They'll tell you like the man that chases two rabbits catches none. And some people will tie themselves to a ship, their former identity. And sometimes the ship will go down and they'll go down with it because they're so precious and attached to a former version of themselves. This wasn't this client's problem. She just cut it off like completely, like threw out the baby out with the bathwater, whatever that expression is, right? I actually work with a lot of rainmakers who make this mistake, and I totally get it. When you pivot, change services, upgrade your audience, or change your focus, it's easy to just think of it like a clean slate to start with something that's fresh. And it can feel like starting over is the only way to establish that new identity. But if you remind people of who you used to be or what you used to do, they'll actually see that you took these skills with you as opposed to the fear that they won't move forward with you. So let me explain. No one wants to be trapped by their past, especially when you're trying to level up and establish a new expertise. I get it. But the problem is your previous experience and the skill sets that you've clocked in your 10,000 hours of mastery for are actually 100% what set you apart. So for this client, this rainmaker that I was mentoring, being a copywriting expert actually makes her a unicorn, a special flavor of strategist in the kind of the CMO, contracted CMO world. So many chief marketing officers for hire are really, really good at particular marketing skills, paid advertising, copywriting, design. Like they usually come up from being a doer themselves, but not all of them are copywriters. And I would say that there are certain skills that are way more valuable than others. Like if you can adopt the language of a prospect, you are very deadly as a marketer when you can empathetically understand what it is to feel the way your prospective buyers feel. That is very, very, very valuable to a company, right? For this client to be able to establish herself as a strategic marketer who has mastered persuasive equity of words, like to me, what I was telling her, I'm like, that's freaking gold. So the thing that she wanted to hide or move away from is the very thing that, in my opinion, makes her unique, desirable, and specifically qualified for the expertise that she wants to be known for and the rates that she wanted to get paid. So instead of hiding her copywriting background, I actually wanted her to shout it from the rooftops. Her former copy skills were her unique selling proposition. It was the thing that made her different, and it was the thing that would be very desirable to her clients. So I want you to pause for a second and think about whatever you are downplaying or avoiding or hiding that is actually your ticket to standing out, grabbing attention, and setting yourself apart from the crowd. What if the opposite were true? What scares you unlocks you. What you think won't be valuable is the most valuable thing that you have to offer. You just weren't able to objectively position it strategically for yourself because it's you. Just sit with that for a second. Hey, Rainmakers, it's Veronica, and we'll get back to today's episode. But before that, I have an exciting invitation for all of you aspiring, ambitious marketing leaders. If you are serious about advancing your career in marketing and you're looking for an expert to give you some personal insights, guidance, tips, then I'm going to invite you to schedule a free pathway to promotion call with me. This is a special one-on-one call with just you and me to discuss your current roadblocks in your career, your long-term aspirations and ambition, and the next best step for you and your personal promotion. Head to pathwaycall.com or click the link in my show notes to schedule your free pathway to promotion call. Now back to today's episode. I kind of want you to challenge yourself to identify where you're playing small or hiding things and figure out how to make those things actually be the thing that sells you. That's how you can certainly make a mark and become known as a go-to expert in your field. If I could add one more thing, right? The last aspect, I guess, of personal branding that I want to talk about today in this special solo episode is the challenge of targeting the right client, not just any client that will pay you. If you've ever been out on your own, if you're a marketing entrepreneur, the biggest fear or reality of being on your own is feast or famine, the cycle of feast or famine. Like 1 month, you have too many clients you don't know what to do with. The next month, you're like, where the hell did all my clients go? And it's like, it feels so psychologically unsafe. Versus a lot of people, a lot of marketers will tolerate a crappy job because it feels safer to stay and the consistency of the paycheck. Okay. So like a lot of us, when we're first kind of going out on our own, we will take any client that will pay because we're operating more from a place of like scarcity. Like, I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but this person's willing to pay me today. But that's really not going to help you or advance you to a position of expertise and notoriety. And I promise you, if you haven't already experienced this, for those of you listening, you will absolutely end up being burned out, stressed out, and working with clients who do not even value what makes you special. One thing is to help people make money as a marketer. The other thing is to be valued for your uniqueness, your individuality, and be appreciated for helping somebody make money versus being demanded upon. I could do a whole podcast episode about this, and maybe I should if you want me to, about how to keep a power dynamic that is of equals even when somebody's paying your bill. And I don't care if you're in-house as a W-2 or you're contracted out. I don't believe that marketers are less than the people that employ them or hire them. But we actually teach our clients and our managers to treat us as less than. And I have a different way of doing it that I, so maybe that should be a whole podcast episode. I digress. Let me know if you reach out to me, DM me, put it in the comments, email me if you think that that would be another great podcast episode you'd be interested in learning about. So back to what I actually was saying. Let's go back to the client whose one-on-one call inspired this episode. Once she got really clear on how she stood out, i.e. using her copywriting background and genius in a sea of marketers who don't specialize with their words, we use that unique experience and skill set to define her ideal client. And usually the first thing that is the most helpful is actually probably the reverse of what you've heard. I think a lot of people will tell you, like, who do you want to work with? I find sometimes that the activity of who you definitely don't want to work with actually to be a better starting point sometimes. So let's start with ruling out people that we definitely don't want to work with. So clients who want to specialize in video marketing, probably not a fit. They need a video expert. Clients who want to focus primarily on paid traffic as their acquisition strategy, probably not a fit. They need more of an ads background. Clients who need to get people to take action not once, but again and again. That would be a really great fit for somebody who's really persuasive with words, right? So now my beautiful rainmaker knows how to use the power of words and her deep understanding of the psychology behind selling, skills she developed in her successful copywriting career to get results specifically for people trying to build, maintain, and grow memberships. Like she had this, like when we dug into the actual background of where she's had some incredible, like secret case studies in a way. It's almost like we cut off the fat, we trimmed the fat of everybody she didn't want to work with. And when we were left with the people that she enjoyed working with the most, that she's had some of the best success with, that were like really beautiful, appreciative clients for her skills, it was actually coming from people who had similar products, which were what we call continuity products, meaning like reoccurring revenue based products, like membership, subscriptions, like that type of thing, right? So she was really, really good at selling people on why they should opt into something that will charge them every single month, which is actually getting harder and harder to do because the expectations of the marketplace is I pay Netflix less than $20 a month and I have billions of dollars of quality of content that's new at my fingertips. So people's expectations of what they should be getting from these like recurring subscription revenue-based products is like astronomical, right? And so a lot of us who have like education-based memberships or content-based, you know, memberships are really struggling right now in 2024. And she's really freaking good at it. Now, it's not a one-size-fits-all formula, but we were able to reverse engineer her ideal client when we thoughtfully kind of filtered through what made her unique, got clear on who she needs, who she works with best, and how she could specifically tie her skills to the clear and desperate need that's in the marketplace right now. That's also key, right? When you target the right audience, your unique skills and differentiators come across as no-brainer benefits. The people you are meant to serve are out here looking for you because they are already in pain, and you happen to be really good at like drilling a root canal, for example. They want someone who has a unique perspective, clocked in hours of experience, and a skill set that you just happen to be really, really, really sharp in. You just have to figure out who they are so that you can start sharing your one-of-a-kind message with them. If you identified your own ideal client by simply deciding who you like and who you think has the most money to spend on your services and offers, take some time to reverse this process because money follows passion. I think sometimes we go, who's the biggest whale in the ocean? And the truth is, if everybody's going for the hottest girl at the bar, 99% of the people are not going to bed alone. So let's not do that. Let's actually honor where we are, who we're best to serve, and not focus on the few, but focus on the many that actually have the pain that we are most qualified to help. Okay. So we're going to highlight the skills and the experience that makes you unique. We're going to get clear on the type of client that needs us. And then you're going to see how your personal branding, especially your personal brand and the messages of that personal brand, get a lot clearer. Like when you show up on social media, when you flex your thought, you know, expertise on LinkedIn, you know, it's not about talking about all things marketing or commenting on the latest Twitter, X, Facebook, whatever, you know, change, because like everybody's doing that. What I wanted my client to do is to be unapologetic about the pain that membership-based companies were going through right now. The pain of churn rate, the pain of getting people to say yes to a service that is going to be charging them every single month when everybody's kind of hacking personal expenses right now because of the state of the economy. Like I wanted her to go all in on the unique circumstances and problems and pain points and struggles that companies are having to get new clients, retain new clients with continuity products, because she's actually really good at making really persuasive arguments for all of those stages of a marketing process and journey. So tell me what you thought about this episode. Did this help you? Are you struggling with your personal brand? If you are, it's most likely to do with the fact that it's because you can't physically, logistically be objective with yourself. You can't be meta with yourself. It's like me criticizing this solo episode while simultaneously creating it. It's me simultaneously talking to you, but also thinking in my thoughts, well, that was a good quote. That was a good line. I should go tell my social media manager to clip that. Like, it just doesn't work like that, you guys. And so sometimes when marketers think too meta about their own personal brand without seeking outside guidance, it's really, really difficult. And that's what I want to help you do. I want to help you stand out. I want to help you become known, and I want to help you make your mark. So depending on when you listen to this podcast, there's actually a really special opportunity for you, because on March 28th of this month, March 28th, 2024, depending on when you're listening to this episode, at 1 p.m. Eastern, I am hosting a free 30-minute microclass. Let me repeat that. It's free, and it's a 30-minute microclass on a very tangible, very specific topic. And I'm teaching you, I'll tell you what the topic is. It's called Learn a New Way to Market Yourself for Immediate Promotion in 2024. So part of personal branding is also to use it to get what you want. Part of that is getting clients on the outside, but part of that is getting a promotion on the inside. So I'm going to be teaching aspiring marketing professionals how to learn new ways to market themselves for immediate promotion in 2024 on March 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes. And I'm going to teach you how to do this without working more hours, bad-mouthing your competing colleagues, or awkwardly bragging about yourself, because that just feels gross. You don't have to do any of those things in order for you to get promoted in 2024, even in a crap economy. So if you join me, if you go to veronicaromney.com, there will be an opportunity, a pop-up, where you can click and you can actually register for this class. And in 30 minutes, I will teach you how to strategically position yourself in a new way to unlock promotions and pay raise. I'm going to actually teach you how to tactically craft a promote me letter that ensures your name is at the top of the consideration list, even if there's not a promotion available to you today. And I'm going to teach you how I do this kind of triple threat endorsement strategy that goes way beyond a LinkedIn recommendation. So all you have to do is go to veronicaromney.com, click on the pop-up, and join me on March 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So until next time, my Rainmaker family, we'll see ya. Thank you for joining us on today's Rainmaker podcast. Marketers help other marketers. So if there's a marketer in your life who could really use a new perspective in a way that helps them advance their career, please pass this episode forward, share, like, leave us a review. Everything helps as we embark on helping as many marketers elevate themselves inside and out. You can always visit veronicaromney.com for today's show notes, additional links to some free resources and tools for you to help you advance your career. You can always connect with us on social media at @VRomney if you want more behind the scenes or a way for us to connect personally. Until next time, my friends, make it rain.